Well, he's certainly the longest or the last survivor of that foolish club that they all labeled themselves when they founded the AFL with, what, $25,000 apiece back in 1959. I would have to say that George Halas lasted a little bit longer. He was in on the founding of the NFL. It wasn't even called the NFL yet in 1920 and passed away in the early 80s. But we're talking about someone who really ranks up there in terms of seniority. And you know something else? I'd have to say this is a guy who has lasted as long as he has and living now in Tennessee where Bud Adams passed away a year ago, also one of those AFL founding owners. I'd have to say he was perhaps the most beloved of them all.
This obviously leaves a lot of questions of the future of the Bills. What do you think this means for the team?
I would imagine that there have been a number of people standing by. As we know, the family has no desire to run or and or own the football team. That's been made rather clear to us. So I would imagine they are beginning, the people have been standing by, to move forward with their plans, if they indeed do exist, so nothing can happen all that quickly. They would have to be cleared by the National Football League to come in as owners, and the doubt that hovers over the franchise is a serious one right now. But, for example, it took quite some time after the death of Jack Kent Cook, when he owned the Washington Redskins, before that team passed along to now the ownership of Daniel Snyder. So there will be nothing quick to get all of this done. We may find out, who knows, when Ralph's will is read, where the team ends up going. But I would have to say right now, no questions can be answered at this point in time.
What are your thoughts in what's been talked about all these years for this team? There's a big effort now by Governor Andrew Cuomo with a stadium committee to make sure that the Bills stay here. There's certainly a great deal of effort to keep this team here. I'm sure the pressure is going to be on the family more than ever.
That's the good sign, that all the efforts are being made and that a number of them are being made. Let's see if maybe a couple of parties could actually get together and pull it all off. That's what I would absolutely love to see. I simply cannot imagine Western New York without the Buffalo Bills.
Pete, looking back at Ralph Wilson's time here, some memorable moments that you can recall?
The exultation, the look of exultation on his face when after the AFC Championship game came January 20th, 1991, knocking off the Raiders 51-3 and finally going to the Super Bowl. I will never forget the complete happiness he had. And yet I also recall how he was able to roll with the punches. 1984 was the 25th, the silver anniversary of the franchise. And that was celebrated with a big banquet at the Buffalo Convention Center. And I can recall Ralph talking about, now, folks, you know, thank you for your consistent and regular support of the Buffalo Bills. And we'll win a game. Maybe not tomorrow, but we will win a game. And that was a year when the team opened up 0-11 on the way to 2-14. And yet Ralph was introducing these players off that silver anniversary team. So he was not a stuffy old shirt type that many of us imagine an owner to be. A very, very regular guy. And as I recall traveling with the team in the years that I did, seeing tennis rackets being held by Ralph and by Van Miller on Sunday morning matches that they would have before going to the stadium for the games.
Unfortunately, he never watched the team win a Super Bowl.
Right, and those four Super Bowl losses, I think, cut him into him as much as it did Marv Levy, and perhaps some of the coaches might have felt as badly as they did because, and the players too, they so much wanted to win it for Ralph. And, you know, this has been a tough week, I know, for Buffalo fans, Buffalo Bills fans in particular. With the health scares for Jim Kelly that he's going under right now, and evidently going in for medical treatment later on in the week, it's rather a number of, you know, never I thanks I needed that, but that sort of a wake-up call to what has been there now for so very long. There are generations of youngsters in Western New York would never know what it's like to be without professional football.
You mentioning Jim Kelly and this terrible setback for him, if there was any truth to all the rumors that he was possibly considering being part of a new team ownership, that could also
yes.
be a difficult situation too, that it might not take place considering his health.
very much could. And that was one of the first thoughts that came to me when I heard of Ralph's passing, thinking about how all of this comes together. But there again, this is going to take a while to develop. Nothing along these lines in sports happens easily.
Well, Pete Weber, thanks so much for joining us here to react to the death of Ralph Wilson.
You're more than welcome.